George. I hope you can hear me well. If you cannot, you might need to send a message on the chat. And so we're gonna continue on. As you know, the government has started instituting some new restrictions, and they affect church right now. And so we're not allowed to meet. We're actually still trying to figure out exactly what the rules are. I've been talking to some other pastors in town, and some are actually still meeting this Sunday. They're just sitting in groups of two. But I don't know if that's necessary what the law is saying. And so, but we'll try to figure it out, and we'll get you the latest information. And so just check online, and those type of things. So we're going to continue on, in our book of the study of Psalm. And so we're going to read, Psalm, chapter 3. And this is clearly a Psalm of David. And so Psalm chapter 3, let's read this. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies on the cheek. Thou hast shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and thy blessing be upon thy people. Amen. Amen. So like I said, this is the prayer and song of David. And if you want to get a little idea of what exactly is taking place, he's actually talking about the time that he needs to flee from his son Absalom. And this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 15 all the way through 18. And if you read that story, you can pretty much have this idea of where David is coming from here in this passage. And so he starts off at the writing of the psalm that he's in a great amount of trouble. And the first refrain, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. And so his son Absalom led a very, very successful rebellion against him during this time. And unfortunately, many of his previous friends and associates, they also forsook him and joined the ranks of people that were against him. And there's a particular passage in the end of verse 2. It says, many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. And it seemed that these people that had joined this rebellion, Absalom's rebellion, they seemed to think that David deserves this. They said there is no deliverance for him in God. And they felt that David's situation was so bad that he was actually beyond God's help. They didn't feel that God was unable to help David. But what they sensed was that they felt that God was unwilling to help him. Remember, not unable to help David, but unwilling to help him. And primarily, they looked back at his previous sins. They said, there is no help for him in God. In other words, they just thought, this is what you deserve. And a lot of it had to do with actually Saul. And so, I'll give you one example. In 2 Samuel, if you want to turn your Bibles there, 2 Samuel chapter 16, let me find it here real quick. I realize I should have done this while I had the chance. In 2 Samuel chapter 16, we're introduced to Shammai. Shammai was, remember, one of his leaders, and so 2 Samuel 16, where all this is happening. And look what it says in verse 7 and 8. It says, and thus Shammai said when he cursed, get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed. And so seemingly, this is the idea of these guys. They're saying, look, you deserve this. This is the sins that you committed all these years are finally placed upon you. And God, it's not that he's unable to help you, David, but he's unwilling to help you. And so you're getting just what you deserve. And this is probably one of the things that was really the most painful for David during this time. The thought that, wow, God must be against me. And so then we have at the end of verse 2, the Selah. It's this pause. It's a Hebrew word. I think I gave a whole message on it years before. It occurs 74 times in the Old Testament, 72 actually in the book of Psalms, but also a couple times in the book of Habakkuk. And it's just the word for pause. Remember, the Psalms are songs, and they're the worship songs of their day. You know, it'd be kind of like the songs that we sing, put in print form. And so this is just a time for the singers to pause. It could be a time for the instruments to keep playing while the singers pause. It could, some scholars say it's a change of direction. In terms of it just tells the musicians to do something. I'm not a musician, so I don't know, but it's something to this effect, and we see this happening. And so there's a pause at the end of this. And so it also gives time for the songwriter to change directions. And that's what he goes to. And so in verse 3, he says, but, it's a huge one, but thou, O Lord, are a shield about me. I love this. They said, God's not going to help you. You're beyond God's help. There's no way. He's unable. He's unwilling to help you. You are cursed. You're a man of bloodshed. You're evil. You've done bad things to the house of Saul, which actually he didn't do. But all these things could come his way. But David knew, this is key, David knew that God was a shield. He's not asking, Lord, please be a shield. David knew, you are a shield about me. Even though others had no more confidence in David, David still had confidence in God, confidence in this love of God. He knew he was, such a powerful word. He is a shield. That's exactly what David needs right now. When there's so much anger and animosity and hatred and bad theology and all these things coming at David, he needs this shield that comes in front of him. And what later Paul will call the shield of faith that extinguishes the fiery missiles of the evil one. And the enemy's throwing accusations at us, enemy, and we need the shield to cover us, the shield of faith. And that's what David is doing. He's offering a prayer and a statement of faith. He says, Lord, I know all these guys are saying all these things, but Lord, you are a shield about me, surrounding me. You are the shield. And it just draws so much strength in God in this way. And I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, when you're in a situation like David, and maybe your son's not trying to abdicate, or not abdicate, but try to take away your throne from you. Maybe you're not going through so difficulty, but you know, the enemy's throwing accusations and lies. Remember, he's the father of lies, and he's throwing all our path. And we need that shield of faith to extinguish the fire missiles of the evil one. And then he continues on, and he says, you're my glory and the one who lifts my head. See, God was more than David's protection. He was more than just the shield. He was the one who put David in this place of kingship. He's the one who set up in glory. And he's the one who lifts his head. And if you think about it, there was nothing in David's circumstances that that he could lift his head to, but it's God is the one who lifts his head. He knew that God was with him. He was his shield. He's the one who lifts him in the higher ground. And isn't it great? He says here, he is my glory and the one who lifts my head. See, it's so different because when we think about the things that we find glory in the world, it's fame, power, material possessions, prestige, title, all these things. But you know, David, you know what he finds glory? He finds glory in the Lord. He says, Lord, you are my glory. You are the most important thing. You are the treasure. You are my glory and the one who lifts my head. It's amazing how in this world that many people boast about their wealth, their achievements, you know, their beauty. But David finds his glory in the Lord. I think it's such a telling a sign for us. And then, of course, he comes and he says he cried to the Lord with his voice. I mean, you've heard me say this over the years. Sometimes, every once in a while, there's a space for silent prayer, but most times not really. And he says, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. And this is what God does for him. And then it's again the Selah, the pause. Just kind of let all those things just sink deep inside. The shield about him, that he's the glory and the one who lifts his head, and that he cried to the Lord and the Lord answers him. And then it's a pause for us to just meditate upon that truth. And then he goes to the next part and he says, I lay down and I slept and then I awoke. And David, you know, sees this as evidence of God's blessing. Where those other guys said, no, you're cursed. You're a man of bloodshed. But he sees this as a time of God's blessing. He lays down and he sleeps. He awakes, for the Lord sustains him. And brothers and sisters, it is an absolute treasure and a gift to be able to sleep. To sleep well. To sleep without any worries or anxieties. It really is the gift of God. And even though David is running for his life and most of his friends have abandoned him, all these things, but the beauty of it is he finds rest. He finds that sleep in the Lord. And you know, if you really think about sleeping and waking and even while we're asleep, he says he sustains me. I mean, think about it. We're asleep, we're unconscious, but our heart still needs to pump. You know, our blood still needs to flow. We still need to breathe air. I mean, it really is kind of a miracle if you think about it. But it's the Lord who sustains us in this time. He continues on. Arise, O Lord, and save me. Verse 7. This is a very particular phrase. And if you remember going all the way back to Numbers, chapter 10:35, Moses used this phrase as he called the children of Israel. You know, they broke camp in the wilderness, but it was a military phrase. When he was saying, "Arise, O Lord," he was basically calling on God to go forth and defend Israel, defend him, and lead them into victory. Basic word is charge. And he was calling this out to God. Okay, God, your shield, charge now. Go and do what you need to do. And he's recounting old victories where he has smitten his enemies. Basically on the cheek, or really it's the jaw, he shattered the teeth of the wicked. And it's a very vivid metaphor. It's used later on in Psalm 58. And it speaks of like total domination, total victory, total defeat of the enemy. And so David, did look for protection in this psalm, but more than that, he was looking for victory. It wasn't enough to be protected from the threat. And this is what God has for us. He doesn't just protect us from the threat. He gives us astounding victory in our lives. And then he says, because why? Because salvation belongs to the Lord. He realized that, you know, being saved, we could look at this as our ultimate salvation, but also in our immediate sense of being saved immediately from whatever danger and situations was all belong to God. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And to be saved, it means that you have to deal with the Lord himself because it all belongs to him. And then you see the heart of David, just in the last one, it says, your blessing be upon all of your people. This shows his heart because David in this time was not just concerned with his own troubles. He was not just concerned with being rescued himself. He wanted the blessing of all the people, even the people that were against him in this place. And he's praying for protection. He's praying for preservation and victory. But he's also praying for the nation because he knows Absalom is not the best for the nation. He is, because he is God's anointed king. And so why don't we take a moment and let's just go before the Lord. I want to encourage you to just meditate on these words. I mean, is that true of you that his the Lord is a shield about us? He is our glory. He's the one, and he's the one who lifts our head. And as we just meditate on what David has gone through, and maybe it gives us a lot of pause and understanding of what other people have gone through, and as we just enter into a time of worship, that we do selah, we do pause to meditate on the words that we sing and meditate on the goodness of God.
Love came down and rescue me. I thank you, I thank you. I once was blind, but now I see. I see you, I see you. And love came down and rescued me. I thank you, I thank you. I once was blind, but now I see. I see you, I see you. By grace I'm free, you rescued me. All I am is yours. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you.
Thank you. Let's pray. Huh? Let's just go before the Lord and let's just, I mean, if there's troubles or if there's things happening in and around your life, let's ask God to be that shield about us. He is our glory and the one that lifts our head. Let's just take a moment before we get into corporate prayer to pause, to Selah, to think about what the Lord has done for us and how he's been victorious over our lives. And as we go before the Lord, let's just ask him to continue to cover us and be that shield about us. Go to our corporate prayers and let's pray for our community that are battling through cancers and going through therapies, and let's pray for God's healing word right now. Community that are battling through illness but also needs to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community. They're battling through non-cancer related illnesses. And let's pray for God's healing. Pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Go to our mission focus and let's pray for China. Let's ask God to continue to blow His Spirit through this land. And let's pray for our churches there in Beijing and Shanghai. Pray for Pastor Hyunsu and Pastor Ricky and all of our other leaders there. Just pray for just the real grace upon them in their lives. And continue to lift up the Chungs and churches, and let's just really pray for China. Pray for the people of the land to really find Jesus and grow in Him. Pray for our board. Let's ask for God's hand upon our leaders. Let's pray for real grace over each one to continue to grow strong before God and really be used by Him. Let's pray that we'd really hear His voice and just walk in humility. Let's cover our fellowship ministries, our young adults who are going through, a lot of them are going through the emotionally healthy class. Let's pray for our men's ministry, our Monday prayer, our Pure Desire, and also the movie night that's coming up. Let's lift up our women's ministry, their Wednesday lunchtime prayer and their testimony time. Let's pray the Oasis. Let's lift up. pray for SP 2.0. You know, let's pray for the building, resources, our ultimate home that the Lord will have us with. Let's pray, continue to pray for our vision fund that will continue to grow and people continue to be generous towards it. Let's pray for a benefactor. Church. Let's pray for Blue Pool, Fortress, Lido, Line Rock, New Condo, TSD, and Ventress. Let's pray for just the Holy Spirit to come and just empower. Pray for the leaders and wisdom, especially exactly even, you know, the idea of meeting. And let's just pray that East House Church would just really hear from God and make decisions based on that. Let's lift up. And lastly, let's just lift up our city. Let's lift up Hong Kong. We're in the fourth wave. Kids are at home. We're going all the way back to, September or so. And so let's just pray that the cases would go down. Let's pray that people that are sick would be healed. Let's pray that people would be wise during this time. And that people would really turn to the Lord. He is our only hope. It's not in the vaccine. It's not in the government. It's only in Him. And so let's just really pray for revival here in the city. Thank you, Lord, and we ask that that you would really draw us to you, God, in this place. Thank you that you are a shield about us, God. You are our glory and the lifter of our head. And thank you for protecting us, God, and for giving us the victory in Christ. And so we say, arise, O Lord, and take a hold of our lives, God, and go to war, God, against our enemies, Lord. Thank you, God. Would you watch over our city? Would you break the spirit of COVID, God, over this place? And help us, Lord God, to really draw near and closer to you, Lord, today. We thank you. We love you, God. Bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time and rest of your day. Please stay safe and God bless you.